Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're about to have, I should say, a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. That's right, Doug's here. We finally got him on the line. I think there was some issues. They're still having some issues there over there in the D.C. area with some of the power. Doug, as you know, is Marketing and Communications Director for the U.S. Commercial Services, also editor of A Basic Guide to Exporting, which is the new edition is out right now, and he's our export expert. Doug Barry, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim, and you know, you're right. We have been having weather problems here, and of course, 100-degree heat, the awful storm last Friday that knocked out power to practically everybody in the area.
A land hurricane. I never heard of that.
It was a land hurricane. And a lot of damage. Tragically, 10 or 11 people lost their lives around the area. And, of course, relatives calling me, finally being able to get through on the telephone from California, said, oh, it must be terrible. You guys have to be really resilient in order to handle the heat and no power, no air conditioning. And I said, look, it's nothing. I read about this guy in Alaska last winter whose car went off the road somewhere north of Anchorage, and he couldn't be found. He was in a snowdrift, and he survived for 3 days eating frozen beer. And that was his nutrition.
And no pretzels or beer nuts. How did he live?
No pretzels. Exactly. Well, somehow there must be enough nutrition. And so guys who are listening this morning or today, when your significant other complains about your beer drinking, just say, look, this is survival.
That's right.
This is sustenance.
Hey, Doug, one of the things that I know you've been thinking a lot about lately is how the Internet has changed the way people export and the way you guys do business.
That's right. And it's really the Internet has sort of blown away all of the traditional trading, and not all of them, but the service providers. It used to be, you know, maybe 10 long years ago in another era, it seemed, that the access to the global markets was a pretty elite club.
And mysterious.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Big
now,
people.
Now
big
the shroud
companies.
Has been lifted, hasn't it?
The shroud has been lifted, and all of that has been blown away. And now the smallest companies, the smallest buyers outside the United States have access to every vendor that has a presence there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. Last week, a woman called me from somewhere down in your area. I think she's Alabama. And they make trailers, big trailers to be hauled around, and you can do things inside of those trailers. And apparently, one buyer in Russia saw her website and was intrigued by this and made an inquiry, and it turned out that he bought and paid up front $25,000 each for two of these.
Hmm.
And I asked her, I said, well, you know, first of all, how did he find you? He saw my website in Russia, in Moscow, or wherever he was located.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, what did he buy them for? And she said that the Winter Olympics are going to be in Sochi, Russia,
right?
This winter, and he needed them, saw them as an opportunity to fill them with vending machines and have them at the site in Sochi where people who are viewing the Olympics can
mm-hmm.
buy beverages and food and so forth. And he said if he likes these two, which he's certain to do, he's going to buy even more of them. So there you go. Who would know?
Right.
A buyer and seller out there in cyberspace.
A little manufactured building company selling exactly. And all because of the internet. This is what I was talking about earlier, Doug, before you got here, that the internet is at once a great lever, a great enabler, but also sometimes a terrible disruptor.
Yes, it can be, especially for people who have had a lock or a monopoly on these kind of transactions. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Those intermediaries are gone, and new ones have taken their place. And you've had one on the show, Frank Lavin.
Yep.
Your friend, the former
Absolutely.
Ambassador from Singapore,
yep.
started this new thing where he is selling U.S. goods, helping U.S. producers of U.S. goods to sell on a Chinese equivalent of eBay.
That's right. Yeah, he's created this file. In fact, I think Frank's going to be on the next week or two. Going to be back on.
And tell you, give you an update on how he's doing.
Yep.
And he will arrange for the goods to be shipped to China. They sit in a warehouse somewhere in Shanghai or wherever. And then when a Chinese consumer sees the item on this Chinese equivalent of Amazon.com or eBay, makes the purchase, then Frank, through his intermediaries there, ship the stuff from the warehouse in China to the end.
Yeah, it's like a staging. It's like a staging operation.
That's right. Yeah. And then the producer gets the advantages of scale because instead of sending one thing at a time, he actually has inventory in China where it drops the cost for everyone and maximizes the profit of the person who's selling.
Because you ship over a larger amount. And you get the scale shipping price, but when they're bought, they're bought in smaller units, which would be prohibitive if you had to ship it to that individual from across the earth.
That's right, and in China now it's difficult for people. They don't have malls and so forth. So when you go shopping in one of those big cities, it's a bit of an adventure, and people in China are getting. Understanding very quickly that by buying these things online, it's reliable. They're using credit cards, which is a relatively new innovation before they would pay cash. And so all these changes are occurring, which are all advantages to the U.S.
Well, and what's really going to change is when PayPal, the online payment systems like PayPal, become global. And that's really going to change things. Hey, let's take a quick break, Doug. Doug Barry, folks, is with us. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you. We'll be right back.
Say, I love you, baby. The way you dance and hold me tight. The way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.